following podcast is for mature audiences only. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's officially that time to tune in, turn up, and get in full effect with the one and only Jay Light.
Gonna have a good time, hey, gonna have a good time, hey, welcome to A Full Effect with Jay Light, woo! Today's recording day, Monday, December 15, 2025, an edition number 115, welcome back to the show, everybody, welcome back, everybody, welcome back, YouTube, how y'all been? How's everybody out there? I'm not gonna lie, I've been alright, like, adulting, like, life has been lifing, and I've been adulting. I'm not going to lie, I was supposed to do the show like last week. I couldn't do it last week because life was lifing. Crazy at work, I was stressed, I couldn't even write the show, I couldn't produce it, I couldn't do nothing. So I was like, you know what? Let's take another week off, let's regroup, let's get together, and here we are, we back again. And on a Monday, usually I do this on Sundays, but I was, today's my PTO day. I took a PTO day! And I was like, you know what? Since I got a PTO on Monday, I'm going to do a Monday. And I feel great. My energy feels good. But before we start the show, let me shout the people out. Because they support the show. Let me give a shout out to my cousin, my guru, Taki. What up, T? His podcast, Kick Story, streams everywhere podcasts available. If you're a sneakerhead and you need a podcast, a relatable podcast about sneakers, rather than new sneakers, old sneakers, and between sneakers, check out Kick Story. Streams everywhere, podcasts available. Tell Jay Light sent you. Who else I got here? Shout out to my sister, Nikima. Hi, Kima. She's my biggest fan. She's my biggest supporter. She's always on the check-in. If I don't do a show, she'll be on my ass like, where's my show at? Where's my episode? You ain't doing an episode. I know. Love you, Kima. Love you. Who else I got here? Oh, let me give a shout out to my friends over at Farmer Friends. NYC. Best cast singer in NYC. What up, fellow friends? If you follow me in the summertime, and you see my stories, and you see I'm always outside, and I got the phone in my hand saying, I don't go to work shit! Yeah, my fellow friends. I'm at the fellow friends function. Shout out to them. Follow them on Instagram, at FWFNYC. Tell them Jay Light sent you, because they throw some joints. I don't go to the winter stuff. I'm not outside the wintertime. I go in the summertime, because I'm an old head now. I go with the functions at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I can be home by 10. But yeah, check him out. Tell him G likes it. Who else I got here? Oh, let me give a shout out to my guy, Los. What up, Ty? My guy, Ty Loso. Head coach of the men's basketball program at WTC3. Yeah, let me drop a bomb to that. What up, Los? They doing pretty good. TC3 Panthers are doing pretty good. I went there. That was my college. Who else I got there? Oh, last but not least, let me give a shout out to Mama Life Podcast. What up, Mama Life? If you got some cheering and you need a relatable podcast to listen to, check out Mama Life Podcast. She's got videos. She's got stories. She got antidotes. She's got a lot going on there. So make sure you tell her check it out. Check it out. You know, once again, oh, thank you, Mama Life Podcast. She always shouts me out. Every time I put a new show up, She adds it to her podcast shows to check out. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mama Life Podcast. I'm going to give you a bomb in that. Thank you, Mama Life Podcast. Thank you for the support. I appreciate it. Thank you for the feedback. Thank you for that. Thank you for posting that. I appreciate that. With that said, how y'all been? Y'all been all right? It's snowing outside now. I had to shovel snow yesterday. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I had to shovel snow yesterday. Oh, my God. I had to do it twice. I got up early in the morning. It was snowing. I was like, all right, let me get the first of it. Put a little salt down. I have elderly landlords, so they can't get out there like you. So I've been doing this for like 4 years for them now. And I got up at like 7 to 7:30 in the morning. And I was like, all right, let me go shovel the first part. Hopefully it don't get any worse than this. So I shoveled it, put a little salt down, a little ice melter. I was like, all right, cool. Went back in the house, did my little thing. Took a little power nap. Woke back up 2-3 hours later. I was like, Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I did anything outside. I don't look at that day. I don't like I did a damn thing. So, I had to go back outside for the second time. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I had to go back outside again and then shovel the snow. So, yeah. We back. We we in a snow season. We officially in snow season. I just want a big blizzard. That's all I want. That's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm asking for is a huge big blizzard. Everything's closed. Everything's shut down. You can't go nowhere. That's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm asking for. So, with that said, Christmas is right around the corner. Are you excited about this whole Christmas thing? I feel like Christmas is... I don't think I'm excited that much about Christmas this year. You know, it's 2 weeks away, which reminds me, Christmas is 2 weeks away, and New Year's will be here in no time. This is the final. I have one more show. I got one more show before New Year's hits. So if I don't do one next week, it'll be one the week after. That'll be show before New Year's hits. But let me finish where I'm going here. And I just finished my Christmas shopping. I just finished it. Yep, I just finished my Christmas shopping. I finished it. It's over. It's done. I'm not doing no more. Yeah, just finished my Christmas shopping. I got my mama. I got my niece, my two nephews. And that's it. No, I got three sisters and a brother-in-law. But I'm not shopping for adults. No. I am not shopping for adults. No, we not. No, we not shopping Christmas shopping for adults. No. Christmas is for the kids. Christmas is for charity. Yeah. I'm not buying adults Christmas presents. Unless we married. Unless we married and we're a unit and we together. That's all that we getting a Christmas present to me out of the door. No, real shit. I keep it hot with you. Yeah. Yeah. And then before we know, we'll be in 2026. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
2026 is like in 3 weeks away. I honestly, I don't think any of us are prepared for this shit show that's about to happen in 2026. No. Real shit, and it's time to start the show. It's time to start the show. The world is talking. The world is talking. The whole damn world is talking. Exactly 20 million people and counting all said the same damn thing. Everybody said the same thing. So he set him up, and he made him pay for his own funeral. Lord Jesus. In case you've been living on a rock or a mountain or a boulder, whatever the hell you're living in for the past 2 weeks, rapper 50 Cent and Netflix recently released their documentary, Sean Combs, The Reckoning. The tea, ladies and gentlemen, is scorching hot. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. They got footage of the man Diddy leading all the way up to his actual arrest where they put the bracelets. Sir, we can need you coming up, sir. What are you talking about, sir? Sir, come with us, sir. Come with us, sir. Yeah. There's so much to dissect from this documentary. There's so much to dissect from this documentary. Man, they really did their research. They did their whole diligence on this one. The man, the company, whoever's responsible, whoever wants to take responsibility, because they say it's 50 Cent thing, and Netflix like, nah, but he had a word, but that 50 Cent like, yeah, it's my thing, and I don't know. Whoever's responsible, the main person, we're going to say 50 Cent because he's that petty, right? Yeah. There's so much going on in this documentary. He's bringing up days from the Howard University. There's the internship from the legendary Uptown Records. There's the controversy surrounding a failed charity game that he was involved in. That Diddy was involved in. Yeah, remember that? Yeah, that thing, yeah, that.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah, that failed charity game. That's the part that got me. That's a real shit. I came home with you. That's the part that kind of got me. You see those kids, they all on the floor, they panicking, they crying, and you know, they requesting medical assistance, and then they cut to the footage, and you look at those that didn't make it, like, that's the part that really got me. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Lord Jesus. See those bodies in the body bags? That kind of really messed me up a little bit. Now I'm keeping humming you. See the bodies in the body bag, and his sneakers are still on. Really messed me up a bit. Just thinking. Those kids went to watch a celebrity basketball game, and they left in body bags. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Lord Jesus. Yeah. And then we get the allegations. Then we get to the allegations. The allegations was what everybody's talking about, though. The allegations is what everybody's talking about. Let me. I gotta scroll back up. My notes went down on me a little bit. Give me a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. Where are we? Wait. Hold on. I gotta go back up. Oh, okay. Okay. I found it. Did I find it? Oh, okay. Yeah, I found it. Yeah, the allegations is what everybody is talking about. I mean, we heard about it over the years. He may or may not have been responsible for the murder of Tupac Shakur. Lord Jesus, he may have been responsible for the murder of Tupac Shakur. Keefy D talked himself into jail. He's talking about it now. He didn't get his money. He want his money. Yeah. He didn't get his $1 million. He did not get those $1 million. He want his $1 million. Yeah, we all knew about it. Like, he may die, but we not sure. So it's a he said thing. Yeah, remember that? I think we all looked at it and said the same thing. He did that shit. Nope. He did that shit. We all looked at the same footage. The way it was put together with the jealousy thing and this, that, and the third. It was like, he did that shit. So then we get to the murder of Notorious B.I.G. Lord Jesus, we get to the murder of B.I.G. Notorious. We get to the murder of Notorious B.I.G. He didn't want to go. Puffy made him go finish his album. He wanna go to L.A. And Puffy made him go to L.A. and finish his album. He was supposed to leave for London. And then Puff was like, nah, you ain't going to London. And then the Kurt Brown was like, yo, what's going on? He's like, yo, you told me I ain't going to London. Yeah. And then Biggie gets killed. Lord Jesus. He was definitely behind that shit. No. He was behind that shit. You don't let him leave. You don't want him to go. But he got murdered the next day. Yeah, you behind that shit. He did that shit. He did all that. He did that. If he wasn't directly involved in Pop murder. Murder was a case that they gave me. Murder. See, my mind starts going away. Sorry, pre-game kicked in. Let me get back to it. If he wasn't directly involved in the Tupac thing, which is likely, highly, he did that shit. He definitely was involved in the Notorious Big Murder. No, real shit. He was definitely involved in Notorious Big Murder. I can't remember his name. Kept him out there long enough to keep him on alive. Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. There was so much to unpack at the Sean Combs The Reckoning documentary. So many emotions, so many theories. It's currently number one on Netflix. Like, that's highly recommended. You gotta watch this shit. No. You gotta watch The Reckoning of Sean Combs. It's like four parts to this thing. Everybody said the same thing. Everybody who watched this documentary, everybody said the same thing. He lined them up and made them pay for his own funeral. What the actual fuck? We all said the same thing. That's what we got. Like that, we got a lot of it. But that's one of the things we got of it. He lined them up and made them pay for his own funeral. What the fuck?
Oh my God.
I basically think that's what we all said out of it. Yeah. If you haven't got a chance to watch it, you got to check it out. It's very informative. They say I heard he's suing them. He might be suing them for $1 billion. Sean Combs might be suing these people for $1 billion? I don't know if it's true or not. It's one of those things you see and you scroll past, but you read real quick. I don't know. I feel like there's more to come out of it, but yeah. Everything that's being told in this documentary, he did that shit. He did all that shit! Yeah. 21 million and counting. Everybody saw the same thing. Everybody said the same thing. He lined him up and he made him pay for his own funeral? What the actual fuck is that all about? Yeah, you gotta see it. You gotta check it out. You gotta check this thing out. What else we got here? Oh, so another announcement. It was announced this week. And then this one caught everybody off guard because nobody saw this coming. It was announced this week that Hot 97 has reportedly ended its syndicated morning show. Lord Jesus, Hot 97 ended its morning show. Ebro, the morning's no more. Everybody's fired. Everybody's gone. Yeah, came out of nowhere. Like, it really was like a bomb. Like, what the fuck? Like it was like, what? Hot 97 ended its morning show? Ebro, the morning's no more? They fired everybody? Yeah, the morning show consisted of Ebro Darden, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. It was launched in 2012. Yeah, like it came out of nowhere. Nobody saw it coming. It was just like, it's no more, it's over. Yeah. And then we had another announcement. I mean, it's like one of those unofficial announcements. Like they talking about it, but they ain't seen it out in public. But yeah, so it was announced that Ed Lover and Miss Jones have been removed from New York radio. Lord Jesus! Ed Lover, Miss Jones not on the radio no more? What the fuck is going on over there? What is going on over there? Yeah, word comes amid for the firings of Hot 97 morning show. Ed Lover and Miss Jones have parted ways with 94.7 a block, although neither have publicly confirmed at the time. First of all, does anybody get this station? I don't think I haven't listened to radio in years. I'm not gonna lie. I keep humming you. I have not listened to radio in years. So I have no idea what 94.7 a block is. I don't even know what it is. I don't even know where it is on the block. I don't even know where it is on the dial. If you ask me, I feel like New York radio ain't really been the same. It hasn't been the same in years, like, for real. Nah, it's been an epic failure. It's been, New York radio has been an epic failure. Right now, Power 105.1 is like the number one. Yeah, look at that, Power 105.1. You will follow me. You definitely will follow me, but I'm giving you props. Power 105.1 is definitely number one. Number one radio station in New York right now. Real shit, keep it up with you. Yeah, because Hot 97 ain't really been... I feel like if you want to take it back, if we want to take it back, we're going to take it back a little bit. I feel like Hot 97 ain't really been that live since, what's up, y'all? What you got to say? Who's on the phone with Atlee's Andre? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you remember that? The morning show with Atlee's Andre in the morning? Do you? Do you remember that? I used to listen to them when I went to high school in the morning. My headphones on, my Walkman in my hand. What's up, y'all? What you got to say? Who's on the phone with Atlee's Andre? The roll call. We all look forward to the roll call in the morning. That was the last time, in my opinion, my honest opinion, when Hot 97 was the business. When you had Angie Martinez, the High 5 and 9, Battle of Bees. You had Whitney Williams in that 4 o'clock slot. What a time to be alive. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
What a time to be alive. Man, Hot 97 was really doing it back then. Now you look forward to Summer Jam. Yeah, Hot Summer Jam was a big deal in the city. Everybody was talking about it. If something happened, you was going to hear about it before you heard about it. I feel like that was the last time that Hot 97 was great. Real shit. They need to put that on a shirt or a hat. Make Hot 97 great again. Yeah. Make us care about Summer Jam like we used to. You know, make us care about the morning show and the afternoon slide and the midday slide. And yeah. Shit ain't been the same. Shit ain't been the same at all for a while for Hot 97. I don't even know. Maybe it's just New York radio. It could just be New York radio because a lot is changing now. Everybody's doing podcasts and stuff, and nobody's really doing radio like they used to. That's because it's not. They don't have those entertaining characters. They don't have recognizable radio personalities. I feel like they stopped searching. Like, they stopped looking. They stopped bringing in younger faces, and like, we're gonna build your character. You're gonna build us. We're gonna make this work. However, I will say this. If they hiring for radio DJs, somebody's put my name in there. Somebody put my name in the comment section. We looking for radio DJs. Only one Jay Light. Please, you know I'm trying to get on the radio. I say this every time I do my thank yous. You know, I want them to be on your local radio. I'm gonna be like, ah! You're like, oh my God! I used to listen to his podcast. Now he's on the radio. Yes, yeah, because you put me in the thing. And with that said, let's keep moving up, because I got a lot to talk about here. R&B singer Cassie, who was featured heavily in the Diddy in the Sean Combs Reckoning documentary, she lawyers up as the judge says former escort lawsuit will move forward. And silence could trigger a $20 million lawsuit. Lord!
Oh, my God!
Lord Jesus! The man be trying to serve her with a $20 million lawsuit, and they can't even get the lady. The escort, whose name is Clayton Howard, was one of several male escorts allegedly hired by Diddy for the freak-offs. We all know about the freak-offs. We heard about the freak-offs. He also claimed that during one session, he contacted a STD from Cassidy. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Lord Jesus. The name of the STD has not been disclosed. In the lawsuit, he also claims that Cassie aborted his unborn child without his knowledge. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Woo. That's a lot going on here. That's a lot going on here. Yeah. And says that after the abortion, she continued to have unprotected sex with him.
Damn!
Wow. Wow, that's a lot to unpack here. Nah, real shit, it's a lot to unpack here. It's a lot to unpack here. Yeah. So why exactly is he still in hell for the 20 months? I mean, it might be for the STD thing. It might be for the other thing. You know, you maybe do this, you maybe do that. I don't know. It's a lot going on. This Diddy thing is stretching everywhere. This thing has tentacles. I feel like she's not going to be the only one. Real shit, if you haven't watched it, you got to watch The Reckoning of Sean Combs. There's a lot going on. I feel like Cassie getting sued with a law, getting hit with a lawsuit over the guy and whatever she did, Dawn Freakos or whatever. I feel like it's not going to be the first thing. I feel like it's going to be an avalanche. I feel like this person getting hit with a lawsuit. That person getting hit with a lawsuit. All because of this damn documentary of the shit that they was doing and that nobody knew about. But now it's coming to light. Real shit. That's why she was called If Thought of Fact with Jay Light. It's just me and you talking. I'm talking. You're listening. You're like, you know what, Jay Light? I think you might be right. I know I'm right. Anyways, let's keep moving here. Motown legend Smokey Robinson. Yeah. Uncle Smokey. Yeah. Yeah. A judge. He was a key court ruling. As a judge for sexual assault accusers to hand over their cell phones. Yeah. Uncle Smokey in the court system. Yeah. According to the good folks over at TMZ, the order came after concerns that relevant data may have been deleted or withheld during discovery. Excuse me. The anonymous plaintiffs identified as Jane Doe's. Yeah. Were ordered to surrender their devices within 10 days. Yeah. So you didn't know Uncle Smokey was in the court system? Yeah. They trying to build Cosby here. You hear about that? I talked about it to the last show. If you missed it, you got to go back to the last show. So, as I mentioned in the previous episode, right? Uncle Smokey Robinson is currently being sued by four Jane Does. He's being sued by four Jane Does who all claim to work for Robinson and his wife as housekeepers in their home. The women claim, it's like four of them, alleged that, they claim alleged sexual battery, assault, false imprisonment, and gender violence. What the fuck is gender violence? What the fuck is gender violence? What is that? What is gender violence? What the fuck is gender violence? Anyways, they also claim that Robinson, Uncle Smokey, subjected them to unwanted touching, sexual advances, and intimidation all while working at his home. Lord Jesus, Uncle Smokey.
Oh my God.
Uncle Smokey, you too old for this shit, Uncle Smokey. You too old to be out here in lawsuits with women who say, oh, he touched me inappropriately. I felt fit there. Oh my God. He poked this thing at me. It's not funny, but it's fucking funny when you're laughing about it. Anyways, but wait, there's more.
Oh my God.
That's not my more button. This is it. There's definitely more. There's also a John Doe. Yeah, that's the male. Who's being added to the lawsuit with claims of alleged indecent exposure, sexual comments, and unwanted physical touching. Lord Jesus.
Oh my God.
Uncle Smokey, what the fuck are you doing? Uncle Smokey, what are you doing messing with these people? You too old for that shit. They about to Bill Cosby you. No, real shit, Uncle Smokey. You need to get this shit together. You're in the court. You're like 80 years old. What are you doing? Why are we talking about you like some Bill Cosby shit? What the fuck is going on here? What the fuck is going on with these people? Why they get all old? Everybody wanna be touching people inappropriately, doing some shit they don't need to be doing. What the fuck is going on, Uncle Smokey? You gotta chill the fuck out. You gotta settle shit, Uncle Smokey. You're a legend. You are a legend, a Motown legend. We grew up cleaning the house listening to your music, Uncle Smokey. You can't be out here fucking that up for us. Wait on. Some of us can't even watch the Cosby Show without giving it the side eye. What the fuck is that? Real shit, we can't watch the Cosby Show without giving it the side eye. Anyways, we are still in the court system. Because everybody's suing somebody about fucking, so something happened, they gotta sue somebody about something. Yeah. Anyways, pop star Lizzo, yeah, she's in the court system again. Her former dancers are asking an appeals court to let sexual harassment case go to trial. Lord Jesus. According to the folks over at Billboard, the former dancers are urging the court to reject Lizzo's First Amendment defense and allow their case to proceed to trial. The plaintiffs argue that what they experienced should be dismissed as artistic or expressive conduct.
Oh my God!
What the fuck? Anyways, let me keep moving here. The claim by former dancers also alleged that Lizzo pressured the members of her staff to touch nude performers. Oh, wow, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, Lizzo. Eat bananas from their genitals.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, while attending a sex show in Amsterdam and Paris.
Oh, my God.
Yes, really shit. Really shit, really happened. The judge in the case described those allegations as equal and salacious, according to Billboard. I don't know how I feel about this, because I feel like it's one of those, if you ain't got videotape or something, that it got to be on a Diddy level at this point. No, real shit. It's got to be on a 50 Cent Diddy level. There got to be footage. There's got to be footage of you doing X, Y, Z, or her saying, hey, touch this thing, hold your thing in his hair, eat a banana off his thing. That's why the show is called In Full Effect with Jay Light. Yeah, just me talking. I'm talking. You're listening. You're like, you know what, Jay Light? You know what? That sounds kind of crazy. I know it sounds kind of crazy. Anyways, let's get back to it. R&B singer Trace. Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait a minute. No, I almost jumped it. R&B singer Ray J. He's back in the news again. Yeah, back in Ray J. Yeah. Again, another one. I got this. This is like my favorite button today. The singer calls Kim Kardashian, her mama, Kris Jenner, a criminal enterprise, claiming they tried to extort him for some shmoney. They tried to get some shmoney out of him. Yeah, and violated a RICO. Lord Jesus, we throw RICO in there. You got a situation going on here. Anyways, let me get back to it. According to the folks over at TMZ, Ray J alleges Kim and her mama, Chris, work with Vivid on what he describes as an effort to defraud the public with fake lawsuits. Fake lawsuits? Really, bro? Is there even a such thing, a fake lawsuit? I never heard of a fake lawsuit. Let me get back to it. Leading up to the release of the infamous sex tape. Oh, my God. Why are we still talking about the sex tape? Why are we still talking about a sex tape that came out in, like, 2009? No, 2000 and... That was before college. So that had to be 2005, 6, something like that. I'm not really sure. If you know, drop a comment in the section. Yeah. He also alleges that Kim and Chris defrauded him into signing an agreement that included a provision barring him for publicly mentioning the sex tape. Once again, the fucking sex tape. This thing came out like 2005, 2006. I don't understand why we still talk about a sex tape that came out in 2005, 2006. She got rich. He didn't. She became more famous. He didn't. Why are we still talking about this? Why are we still talking about this? Why are we still talking about this? Why? He also claims they had lawyers attempt to extort him after he answered questions about the sex tape in the 2024 podcast. I'm sick of hearing about this. I'm sick of hearing about the lawsuit. No, real shit. I don't want to talk about the sex tape no more. At this point, you got to sue them for something. Something else besides this goddamn sex tape that came out 2005, 2006 that nobody cares about. Nobody cares about the sex tape anymore. We forgot about it, but you keep bringing it up. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Lord Jesus. What else we got here? The Smiths. I haven't talked about them in a while. Jada and Will Smith. Yeah. Yep. You guessed it. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith see $3 million lawsuit as a money ploy. Yeah. By opportunistic former friend Bilal Salam, a.k.a. Brother Bilal. Yeah. So the story goes. Salam filed a complaint on December 1st, alleging that Jada Pinkett Smith, all 5'4" of her little ass, she's like 5'3", 5'4", something like that. Yeah. Confronted him in the lobby at the Regency Calabasas Commons in September and threatened him She's 4 foot fucking three, 4 foot. You look down at this little girl. You let her like, I will beat your fucking ass. I'll fuck you up. I'll get somebody here. You really look, really? You look down at her. I was like, you should have, bitch, I'll punch you in the face. I'll punch you in the face. But I'll punch you in the face right now. Why? You should have threatened to punch her in the face. She's only like 5 foot fucking four. Let me get back to it. The lawsuit alleges that Salam later received. I'm moving fast. Let me get back to it. She threatened him by stating that if he continues telling her personal business out the street, you talk about her personal business, he gonna end up missing or he gonna get your bullet. Lord Jesus.
Oh my God.
Lord Jesus. She threatened to put hands on him. She threatened to pay some people to take him out. Lord Jesus. Let me keep it running. The lawsuit alleges that Salam later received threats from the people connected to the Smiths and became a retaliatory campaign. Yeah. And not you. First of all, you can't be putting the people business on the street and think ain't nothing gonna happen. You can't put the people business on the street and don't think ain't nobody gonna see you down the line. I mean, she's 5 foot fucking four, 5 foot three, man. You let that little lady press you? You let that little 5 foot late, 5 foot three lady press you? Really, bro? Really? You know what? I'm gonna give you the
congratulations. You played yourself
because you let that 5 foot three lady press you for no reason. Why not? What? We would have, they would have called security. Ooh, they would have security. You can't be ragdogging that girl. Like, what are you doing? You can't put your cook. You gotta be first. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, let me get back to it, right? So, as I, according to the complaint, the threats apparently intensified after they participate in a viral 2023 interview. During the interview on Unwind with podcaster Tasha K. Yeah, you heard about this? I seen the clips. I know exactly what they talk about. And Salam once claimed, and I saw this and I was like, Lord Jesus. Excuse me. Salam claimed he once walked in on Will Smith engaged in a sexual act with actor Dwayne Martin. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. He walked in on that. Lord Jesus. Why you ain't walk back out? You walked in on that. You should walk back out. Nope. Wrong room. I ain't supposed to be here. Bridget, nope. Mind your business. Mind your business. Jada Pinkett Smith later dismissed the allegations during an appearance on The Breakfast Club, laughing off his nonsense. It's nonsense. Don't even worry about it. The fact that he walked in on Will Smith and Dwayne Martin. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, allegedly, you should have walked out. You walked in, you would have walked out. Oh, nope, wrong room. Go right behind you. Ain't gonna use it. Hold on. Yeah. I mean, if you gonna spread them people business out in the street, you gotta be prepared to deal with some shit. You gonna talk about the people, the Smiths, whoever powerful like that. You got to be prepared to deal with the people because you never know who you're going to run into. I mean, she's 5 foot fucking three, bro. Like, really? You let that little 5 foot three press you? Like,
congratulations. You played yourself.
You let that little 5 foot three lady press you? Talk about, I will punch you in the face. I'll get you that way. I would be like, who the fuck you think you took out? Bitch, you little ass. Bitch, I'll bitch you. Get you. Kill me. Get on me. Get your head on me. Get on me. Oh my God, that's why the show is called In Full Effect with Jay Light. All right, let me keep moving here because I got a little more to talk about. The pregame definitely kicked in. The pregame kicked in and kicked out. I'm still here. Anyways, R&B singer Trey Songz was recently arrested in New York City. Another one. What the fuck is with everybody? We didn't get arrested to get in lawsuits. The story goes, the singer was arrested in Manhattan at a Times Square nightclub. I don't go to no nightclubs in Times Square. Prosecutors say that the situation escalated after staff informed him that the venue was closing at 4 a.m. Just leave. Why you gotta be fighting people at the club at 4 a.m.? Just go home. Like, you, I don't understand. Bro, you like 30, 40 years old. Go home. Anyways, according to court records, Trey allegedly punched a nightclub employee in the face, causing pain, swelling, and was taken into custody and charged with assault. Why? Because he told you the club closed at 4 a.m.? Why? 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 Yeah. But wait. There's more. Yeah. The arrest didn't stop there. Authorities also linked Trey to a second incident. Earlier that same morning at another nightclub.
Oh, my God.
Really? Where he's accused of causing 1,500 damages to property, including hookah, DJ equipment, and furniture. Man. Yeah, the incident led to additional second charge and a criminal degree of mischief. La, Jesus. What is going on with this guy? Like, I feel like he's really been on a downslide. I feel like maybe it's one of those cry for help situations and somebody got to talk to somebody somebody got to have a conversation with him, bro. Like, I don't know. I feel like he's in the news a whole lot lately for something besides music. He's in the news a lot for stuff besides music. I don't know. I pray for that young man and hope that he gets the help that he needs because he's just on a real downslide and he needs some help. He needs some therapy, some anger management, or something to help him get himself on track. I pray for that young man. What else we got here? Tom, keep moving here. Legendary producer Timbaland introduces AI artist Tata Takumi, also announces albums in the works. Lord Jesus! The legendary producer has officially dropped the new music album for Tata Takumi, the pink-haired AI-generated pop star. He created entirely through artificial intelligence.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Really, Timbaland? All this talent out here? All these people trying to make it? All these out here humans trying to get their music heard, be seen, and you ain't got nothing else to do, Timbaland. Nothing else to do but to create an AI artist for what? Why? You can go out to Times Square. You go anywhere in the country. You can pick an artist out in the city who's hungry for success. But now, you want to be all lazy and shit. No, I'm talking to you, Timbaland. You want to be all lazy and shit. You be like, you know what? I'm going to get an AI artist because I don't go feel like looking for any artists. Why? What? You know what, Timbaland?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You deserve that shit, Timbaland. You deserve that shit. The way these artists out here trying to fight back against these AI taking over and all this crazy dumb shit, and you out here like, yeah, I want to create an AI artist to improve this. No! 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 Woosa! Woosa! All right, okay, no, I got to get back. Okay, let me get back. Let me get back to it, because I start going on rants. I got to bring myself back sometime. Let me get back to it. According to the folks over at New York Times, Tata didn't come from a studio session. We already heard that. She came straight out of Timbaland's imagination. The Grammy-winning producer teamed up with collaborators and AI software tools, including music generator platform Suno, to build a viral singer from the ground up through his tech-focused entertainment company called Stage Zero. Timbaland, I'm really giving you the...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because why? Why you gotta be that person? Why you gotta be that? I'm gonna open up the door. Why? Because now other producers, they gonna start opening the door, and next you know we got AR his, AR them, AR her, AR them. We didn't ask for this. Nobody asked for this. Absolutely nobody asked for this shit. Oh, Timbaland, I'm giving you the...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because you did. You did, Timbaland. You did. Anyways, let me keep moving. R&B songstress SZA recently reposted a blunt message about AI music. See, I wrote this exactly. I saw this. I was like, this goes exactly with this. If you need AI, you're not a musician. She's absolutely right. SZA, you are absolutely right. If you need AI, you're not a singer. You ain't do nothing. She's right. You're not a musician. If you need AI, artificial intelligence for your music, because you know the girl, she created that other girl, because she's like, oh, I don't sing, but I write. So why the fuck? Why you just can't sell your music? Why you just can't sell the music? Why you got to create artificial intelligence for everything? That shit's going to destroy the world. I say this every show. I feel like I'm saying this every show now. Literally. The Grammy-winning singer reposted the quote while also adding the message, you're a technician, and that's okay. Yeah, that's what you are. You sit at the computer. You're twiddling your thumbs, and you're like, how should she look? She should like this. She should like that. They should like this. Oh, maybe she should sound like this. Sound like this. Sound like that. Sound like this. That's all you're doing. That's all you're doing. That's all you're actually doing. She also included a screenshot referencing AI tools used for writing and editing. While SZA didn't exactly clarify whom originally wrote the quote, her decision to repost it appeared to signal agreement, especially as artists across the country continue to debate whether AI enhances creativity or replaces it. It's replacing it slowly. It's definitely replacing it slowly. It's putting out fake music from a computer-generated image and sounds. Seriously, ask yourself. Ask yourself this. No, that's just me, you talking. I'm talking, you're listening, and you're really listening right now. Ask yourself this. If it's 2, maybe 3 years from now, 2, maybe 3, maybe 5, who's going to pay a concert ticket to watch an AI artist perform? Lord Jesus!
Oh, my God!
Who? Who's going to pay money to watch an AI artist perform on a TV screen? Who? Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not the same. No real shit. It's not the same. It's not even the same feeling. It's not the same experience you get from seeing a flesh and blood artist, human, on stage. They performing those hits, and you're like, hey, I love this record, hey. They say, make some noise. It's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, it's not the same. No, it's not the same. Any way you put it, I don't care. We got more of this AI mess coming up. But let me thank our supporters. You know, I gotta thank the supporters. I gotta thank the people who come back to the show when they see that dingo ding. He's got a new episode of. Oh, let me see what he's talking about this time. Let me see what he shout out. Thank you. I always take the time out to say thank you. Thank you to everybody who comes back and checks out my show, no matter what country you live in. What city you live in, what device you're listening to, what streaming you might be listening to the show on, I humbly appreciate your support. Thank you. You know, I got to give you the... Thank you. Thank you for your support. I humbly appreciate it. I say this, and I really mean it. It's like, no matter where, like, the people think podcasting is an easy thing. They think they can cut a microphone on and start shouting. That shit is not easy. Podcasting is not easy. It's not an easy thing. You got to write it. You got to format it. You got to produce it. You got to edit it. It's not easy. But for some of us, it comes naturally. And I thank you. I thank you for coming back. No matter, we'll be up to 115 episodes. I started this show with one microphone. Episode one microphone, a laptop, and some headphones. I had no idea what I was doing. But here we are. Here we are, and here you are, coming back every time I post up a new show. Thank you for your support. I humbly appreciate it. If you're not following me, follow me on Instagram, @only1, JAYLIGHT. Follow me on Threads, @only1, JAYLIGHT. And you get the video version. We got the video version of the show. Y'all hit the sound effects. Now you got to match the sound effects up with the facial expressions. Yeah. YouTube. And full effect with Jay Light the Podcast. Hit the follow button. Hit the subscribe button. Leave a like. Leave an emoji. And whatever you do.
And full effect with Jay Light.
Continue to get in full effect with the show. Yeah. Yeah, continue to get in full effect with the show. Thank you for coming back. I appreciate you. I really appreciate you. The brands are making news again. Yeah, the brands. You know, I got to talk about the brands. I got to talk about the brands. They always talk about something. Here we go. So it goes like this, right? Disney. Yeah, the mouse. Disney signs $1 billion deal with OpenAI to make AI video. What is going on here? Disney is jumping into the AI game already. Yeah. The Walt Disney Company on Thursday announced plans to invest $1 billion. That's $1 billion. Yeah. An artificial intelligence company. Yeah. OpenAI and a deal that will grant the company access to copyrighted characters from Star Wars, Marvel, and other properties, uses of AIs. The form video generated Sora. Yeah, you know the little videos you see on Instagram and stuff, and you know the character, the people who Mike and Biggie and Tupac. Yeah, they're gonna make those characters now. They're gonna make the Disney characters now. I don't know how I feel about this. I know how I feel about this because I'm over AI. Everything is artificial intelligence. I have an AI on my phone that I use once in a while. Her name is Lucille. I say Lucille XYZ. She gives me an answer. That's it. That's the extent of our relationship right there. But everything, this whole AI thing, music and movies, and it's getting way out of hand. It's gonna destroy the world. Hey, artificial intelligence is about to destroy the world. People are about to be out of jobs. Real jobs, professional jobs, side jobs. You ain't gonna be scamming because AI scamming. How do you do scamming and AI scamming now? You ain't artificial intelligence about to scam people. Like, damn, I can't even do that no more. Artificial intelligence doing it. Yeah. Let me get back to it. iHeartMedia. Yeah, they're in the news again. iHeartMedia Radio has banned. What? Let me. iHeartRadio has banned its radio stations from playing AI-generated music or using AI-generated personalities. Yeah. Shout out to iHeartRadio. I'm giving them the. Shout out to iHeartMedia. My future employer. They're my future employer. I'll be working for them soon. Yeah. As this guaranteed human program. That's good. I'm so glad. Shout out to iHeartMedia and iHeartRadio. Under this policy, all on-air DJs are required to include the statement, Guaranteed human! Maybe I should make that as a soundbite. Guaranteed human! Oh, my God. Yeah, so they're requiring that all on-air DJs required to include a statement guarantee human in their hourly identification message, signaling that programming comes from real people and not artificial intelligence. Lord Jesus. Artificial intelligence trying to take over. Humans are fighting back. We are real-life Terminator. The machines are taking over. Have you not watched Terminator 1, 2, 3, 4, whichever one? You didn't watch Terminator? You ain't watched Terminator? You didn't? Sarah and John, they watching this right now. Like, what the fuck is going on? What's going on there? What the? I feel like John Connor, Sarah, they looking at us like,
congratulations, you played yourself.
Seriously. Anyways, let me keep moving here. The move is intended to preserve authenticity and human connection in broadcasting amid rising use of AI-generated audio and music, which many listeners, find it indistinguishable from human-produced content.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, now you can't tell if it ain't listen to human or listen to artificial intelligence. Lord Jesus. Yeah. I say this every show. Artificial intelligence is ruining the world. It's destroying the world. It's destroying people about to lose jobs. People about to be out of homes. And it's over. It's over. We're here. We're in 2025. 2026 is going to be the year of artificial intelligence. You ain't going to be able to get a customer rep on the phone anymore because artificial intelligence is replacing them. You ain't going to be able to go into a restaurant and get a restaurant, a burger, or some food because artificial intelligence is taking over. It's taking over everything. It's taking over everything. You know the last two jobs that's going to be available? That are real shit. I'll keep it hard with you. And I said this previously. The only two jobs at some point out of the many that's probably going to be left after artificial intelligence wipes everything out, you either doing security or you doing some kind of medical shit. Because after that, you scamming or you selling drugs or something. Because that's it. Artificial intelligence is taking over the whole world. And let me keep moving on here. Though. Still in the brand section. Diddy's, the fast food chain, recently revealed stick kicks. Yeah, I read that right. Stick kicks.
Oh, my God.
I really read that right. Yeah. The sneakers set to launch on National Syrup Day, December 17th, with a price tag of $195. Yeah, they sell the sneakers for $195. According to the company, and this is sneakers here. These are sneakers we're talking about from Diddy's. You know, I forgot to mention, they are actually filled with real syrup. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
They got sneakers out here with real syrup inside of them. Yes, real shit. According to the company, the sticky kicks are designed as a collector-focused fashion item rather than a practical everyday shoe. So you're going to buy these $195 sneakers filled with syrup to keep on a cabinet in your room. Just like you say you have them. Lord Jesus. Why? 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 I don't understand. I don't understand. I feel like these companies are moving ass backwards. They all going backwards. I'm not going to lie. They all are going backwards. Nobody's moving forward. Everybody's moving backwards. Here's another one. Bath and Body Works. Oh, the news again. Yeah, they're in a cycle. Bath and Body Works sparks a full-on scent debate this year after rolling out its latest, boldest, fast food-inspired candles. Lord Jesus! Bath and Body Works out here selling candles that smell like chips and salsa, pizza, ranch, and holiday dill pickles. Lord Jesus! Why? Why would anybody why would anybody want their house smelling like chips and salsa? Chips and salsa? Pizza and ranch? Pizza and ranch? What? And dill pickles. Why? 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 Make it make sense. Make it like I thought. Why?
Oh my God.
Why? I'm just as confused as you are. Because why would anybody want go up into a store, pick up a can and say, oh, this smells like chips and salsa. What they be like two of these? They be walking to your house like, yeah. You got salsa? You got chips right here? Like, it smells like chips and sausage. Now that means you're hungry. It'll make you hungry. That's it. That's it. The candles are definitely lined up. They're set up to make you hungry to go out and get chips and salsa and pizza and dill pickles. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's the world we're living in right now. Yeah. The companies, one is selling sneakers with syrup inside of it. The other company, they're selling candles that smell like chips and salsa, pizza and ranch, and holiday dill pickles. Lord Jesus, let me keep moving here. And now the news that everybody has been talking about, besides this John Combs reckoning thing. Yeah, I got to hit my thing here. Netflix buys Warner Brothers and HBO for $82.7 billion. Lord Jesus. Yeah, everybody was talking about this. Yeah. That's all anybody was talking about. Netflix buying Warner Brothers and HBO. The streaming giant allegedly, and I'm sticking to allegedly at the moment, acquired Warner Brothers and HBO for $82.7 billion in a mega deal. The move is set to bring DC Studio, HBO Original, and Warner Brothers' legendary library under one streaming giant. Yeah. But wait! There's more! There's more! Yeah, Paramount launches a high-style bid. Now I gotta hit the button again. Paramount launches a high-style bid to take over Warner Brothers value to $108 billion! $108 billion! Where y'all getting all this money from? Lord Jesus, y'all can start a whole war out here. Where you get $108 billion from? In cash? In cash? You got $108 billion just laying around in cash? Really? 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 You can't feed no starving kids, but you mad about us with the password crackdown, but you got $108 billion to throw around? Like, just, hey, his age, why? How? Where you get that money from? The cash, it's like I said, it's all cash offer. $18 billion higher than Netflix. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Warner Brothers Discovery has yet to publicly accept either offer, setting the stage for a high-stakes showdown that could redefine. It's going to redefine the future of the entertainment industry. Lord Jesus. Yeah, this is where we at. This is where we at. The world's going backwards. Everything's moving backwards. Where they get $108 billion? You can fast a whole army. You can fund a whole army with $108 billion. I don't think the U.S. government got $108 billion they can just throw around. Where you get all that money from? Anyways, let's keep moving. We're about to wind down toward the end of the show here. New York City's in the news again. Yeah, it's time for New York City news. It's time for New York City news. Let me drink a little water here. We good. We're almost at the end of the show. The most hated agency in New York City, the MTA, announces. And I got to hit the button again. The MTA announces toll and bus and train fares increase take effect January 4, 2026. Lord Jesus. They're raising the prices. Yeah, MTA, they're raising the prices. They're raising tolls on buses, train fares, and January 4th, 2026 is when it all happens. All toll rates increase 7.5% across all bridges and tunnels. Yeah, all bridges and tunnels. Meanwhile, subway and bus fare will see an increase. Base fare goes from $2.90 to $3. That's one way. $3 is one way. You got to pay another $3 to go the other way. Yeah, that's where we at. Expensive, right? Yeah. Meanwhile, the 7-day fare cap becomes permanent. After 12 rides a week, the rest are free. We are going from $34 to $35 a week now. Monthly and weekly tickets on the LIRR Metro North will see an increase up to 45%. Yeah. The MTA, they need their ass kicked. No, real shit. The MTA, New York City, need their asses kicked immediately.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Immediately. All this fare hike for a system that's always out of service, signal delays, track maintenance every weekend in the summer. Lord Jesus. They're stealing the money. No. Real shit. They're stealing the money. MTA need to hit an investigation. Followed by a RICO charge. Yeah. This has come from New Yorker. Dead ass. A New Yorker. Born and raised. Yeah. Every time you look up, it's a fare hike. But yeah, you can't get the system going. Every time it rains, we delay. We try to get the work done rush hour in the morning. We got traffic signal issues. We want to get somewhere in the weekends. We can't even get in the weekends because you got to do track maintenance every weekend in the summer. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Over them. They have to be the most hated agency in New York City. The most hated. Anyways, what else we got here? MTA also announced recently that they will introduce. I've got to hit the button for this shit again. MTA also recently announced that they will introduce board fare inspectors. Yeah, they got people on the buses. Yeah, let me see your Omni card. Let me see your thing. I got to see if you pay. Why you gonna get them people beat the fuck up? Why, MTA, are you going to have these people who ain't even police officers, they're civilians at that, get beat up because they want to harass some guy that's late for work, late for whatever, he had a bad day, and now as soon as he get on the bus, he do a sting, he sit down, and somebody's like, I need to see your Omni card, make sure you pay. If you don't get your hands away, get your hands away, I'll put you in the face, I'll put you in right now, get with me. Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They want to see proof that you actually paid. It's the world we living in right now. Yeah, and we wind it down to it. This is the end of the show right here. I got one more thing to talk about. I know it goes so fast. I start shouting. I start yelling. And next thing you know, I'm out of notes. And I'll be like, damn, that's everything? Damn. Let me get back to it. I saw this, and I felt like I had to speak on this one right here. Right. So get this right. A female-only nightclub in New York City shut down after just one night of operation following. You ready for this? Following extremely low drink sales. Lord Jesus. The venue was created as a safe space. You know, they want to feel safe. They don't want to be approached. They don't want to be talked to by guys. Get away from me. I don't know you. You don't know me. Get your hand on me. You don't know me. Don't touch me. Don't you touch me. Don't you ever in your life touch me. I'll push you. I'll bring my hand and push you in the face. Don't you touch me. Yeah, a safe space. Oh my God, let me keep it moving here. But the business struggled immediately. The business started struggling as patrons reportedly waited for others to purchase drinks, resulting in minimum spending. Lord Jesus.
Oh my God.
Who thought this was a good idea? Who thought this was a good idea? Reports indicate that only a small amount of water and juice was sold, along with a single share of plate of nachos throughout the entire night. Lord Jesus!
Oh my God!
Oh my God! The club relied heavily on bottle service as its primary venue model, which is a major drive in the profits in the nightlife industry. Without strong bottle service sales, the club was unable to remain viable. Lord Jesus. I feel like whoever came up with this concept.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So you're trying to create a club of women only, and you thought the woman's going to be out there popping bottles and going, hey, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. Hey, you thought that was going to happen? You thought you was going to have a place where they just come in and pop bottles and there was no guys around? There was no flirtation? There was no, hey, ho, hey, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. There was none of that? You thought this was going to go? You thought you were going to make some money out of this? You thought you was going to make some money out of this? Oh, my God. And that's the end of the show. I know. It goes so fast. But before you go, I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. I got to get your words. Your passive energy. Your passive energy. And it goes like this. I'm keeping it simple because today is Monday. I use my days. Use your PTO. Use your paid time off. That company don't give shit about you. That company will walk you to your grave and replace your job before the body is cold. Use your paid time off. Use your PTO. And that's it. I got to go. That's the end of the show. We're not going to do a show next week. I got one more to go before the New Year's. I'm going to hit you one more show before the New Year's. And then it's going to be at 2026. And we'll be like, ah, happy New Year 2026. Hey. And that's going to be the new show. So with that said, I got one more show to go. And that's it. I got to go. I've been your host, Jay Light. And this has been In Full Effect with Jay Light. See? I get right here. And can't the fucking microphone off. But before I go again, hit the like, hit the subscribe button. No matter where you're listening to it, how you listen to it, hit the like, hit the subscribe button, hit the subscribe button. Ah, see, I said it again. Hit the like, hit the subscribe, hit the emoji button, leave a comment, tell somebody you love his show. He's loud, he's real, but you'll love it. He's very entertaining. I gotta go. So we meet again. I'm out of here. I gotta go. I'm out of here. I've been your host, Jay Light. Tune in, turn up, continue the full effect you like. I gotta go. A, B, see ya!
In Full Effect with Jay Light.